time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find at Natural Solutions Radio. Everybody needs iodine. Art Pharmaceuticals is the one that makes Lugol's iodine. There's other people that make Lugol's around the United States, but this is the only pharmaceutical company that makes the Lugol's iodine. Otherwise, you have a lot of people that sell iodine Lugol's on the web, and it might be a 2.5% or 5%, depends what size it is. But oftentimes, those are crystals coming out of China. They're not the potency. So we use a pharmaceutical company that makes the iodine that we sell in the brick-and-mortar store. And that iodine is pharmaceutical grade, so it's the same potency. Oftentimes, when people are buying Lugol's iodine, and I think everybody needs iodine, I'll talk about this, iodine deficiency is on the rise in industrialized countries. But oftentimes, when you're buying those Lugol iodine, they're buying iodine crystals and then adding distilled water to them. That's oftentimes when you get a bottle, and sometimes it's lighter and sometimes it's darker. We use only pharmaceutical grade iodine, even though there is cheaper iodine that says Lugol's. It's the proper potency and the consistency. So Art Pharmaceuticals. But here is an article that talks about iodine. And a lot has been done to curb iodine deficiency in many years worldwide. They used to use iodine as the preservative in all bread products. That was changed in 1964, and they made bromine the main preservative for grain products. So whether it's cakes, pies, cookies, crackers, chips, muffins, tortillas, rice cakes, pastas, noodles, all of the prepared carbohydrates use bromine and bromated vegetable oils for the preservative. Iodine deficiency was very rare before 1964, and now iodine deficiency is throughout the entire world. So there was a study published in the Journal of Nutrients, and it raised some concerns on the so-called reemergence of iodine deficiency, especially in industrialized countries. And this also puts the spotlight on the possible impacts iodine deficiency has on public health. We know this researchers here in this study were from University of Surrey in the UK, and they tested the amount of iodine, and they found that there's iodine deficiency in the mothers that are giving birth and those that are still pregnant. They also found that there's deficiency of mothers during pregnancy, during lactation, and during the first 2 years of life. They're finding that most mothers and the infants are deficient in iodine. We know that iodine control, such thing as impaired speech development or learning development, reading skills, there's negative cognitive outcomes caused by iodine deficiencies. Iodine taken during pregnancy and during nursing, when you're lactating, improves the intelligence of your children. It gives them another 15 points IQ. So ladies, when you're pregnant, make sure you're taking iodine. It's one of the most critical nutrients that early stages of development in children need to develop their brain and nervous system. So the average American gets about 25 micrograms of iodine per day. When you look at the Japanese, the average Japanese takes in about 25 milligrams per day. Now that's a huge difference. That's 1,000 times difference in potency. So iodine is critical. And when you compare the Japanese cancer rates and cognitive rates and babies being born, any kind of delayed intelligence, that all comes from iodine deficiency. So it can also lead to behavioral disorders. And it really, of course, affects the thyroid, and thyroid concentrations during the early stages of pregnancy control the development of the fetus. So iodine is critical, and they're finding that it is severely deficient across the United States and actually across the industrialized countries. There was a couple articles that came out on the best diet for nutrition, and also the best diet for cancer. One, the top healing foods that fight cancer, and the question is, do you eat them often enough? And for those of the best foods that you can get to either prevent cancer or when you do have cancer, first and foremost is the leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables, which is broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage, cauliflower, collard greens, kale, turnips, and according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the latest dietary guidelines for Americans, men should have at least 2 cups of dark green vegetables a day, and a woman at least 1.5 cups per week. They're saying per week, I'm saying per day. And that's about a cup of chopped broccoli, florets, or 2 cups of raw spinach. Now, those same foods are some of the strongest anti-inflammatory foods, and it is the anti-inflammatory foods that talk about reducing the risk of cancer and depression. The best diet, it says, for depression, and again, you're getting the large amount of anti-inflammatory vegetables. And in this study, they wanted to show the link between inflammation and mental health, such as depression or anxiety or any kind of obsessive compulsive disorders or anything, just feeling mentally off and feeling depressed. And so they said that eating anti-inflammatory foods are some of the most important things that you can do. So both of these articles are side by side, the best diet for depression and the top healing foods for cancer. But the two things they have in common are the fact that both of the deficiencies of those foods, and again, the first one is the leafy green vegetables. Second one for cancer is onions and garlic, and both of these plants are very high in sulfur, and they can help detoxify. They enhance glutathione, which is a detoxifier in the blood and in the intestines. Garlic in particular is a godsend for those with any kind of metabolic syndrome. Garlic and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and onions, both of those groups of vegetables can heal what's called leaky gut syndrome. So if someone has leaky gut syndrome, that can make a difference. So eat those. The next one for cancers is, again, is orange and yellow and red fruits and vegetables. Carrots and beets and squashes needs to be at least 3 to 4 cups per day. The recommended daily intake is at least 2 cups for men and 1.5 cups for women. Again, and then the fruits and vegetables. So berries seem to be the highest fruits, berries and pomegranate, the highest fruits that help prevent cancer. And they're also some of the highest fruits that prevent inflammation. So they would help in the anti-depression diet. This is from the journal Biology. It talks about anti-inflammatory foods. And they found a relationship between inflammation and mental health has gone all the way back to 1887 when they first noticed this connection. So back in the late 1800s, there was quite a bit of interest in changing diets because, again, they didn't have all the drugs and antibiotics. So it was a lot of research on dietary changes. And, of course, when you compare a diet from the late 1800s to a diet today, They're radically different. Again, we didn't have most of those chemicals. So in those red and yellow, they found that beets, especially, are one of the highest foods in the world against inflammation. So eating beets and blueberries, the berries I've already mentioned, and then the cruciferous vegetables. So we're finding that these same foods, beets is one of the top foods in the world, one of the top three against cancer. So beets, and then I said that blueberries and boysenberries and raspberries, the berries are both for inflammation, anti-depression diet, and for the cancer diet. And then there were certain nuts, as an example, walnuts and macadamia nuts and almonds, and the high amounts of omega-3 oils were all anti-inflammatory. So they were added to the diet, again, for both depression and for cancer. And the cancer, the walnuts and almonds and pecans, and again, the high-grade, raw, unroasted, unsalted nuts help to improve inflammation because of the high amounts of omega-3. Then they also found that pineapples... and pineapples are very, again, anti-inflammatory with bromine in it. And the anti-inflammatory properties of pineapples are quite well known because bromelain is a digestive enzyme, and it really can help benefit. It's also very high in vitamin C and fights against any kind of infection. So these foods that reduce inflammation, the beets and berries and walnuts and almonds and leafy greens and pineapples, are these same foods that are against depression. And the inflammation has been involved in so many. There's at least 22 different conditions that deal with inflammation, and it's, you know, aside, eating foods that are inflammatory, or when you have a general inflammatory in your body, and we tell that when we take a drop of blood from someone's finger and put it on a microscope, you can see whether there's an inflammatory response or not. And it can cause allergies and asthma, and can cause aches and pains in joints, like from arthritis. Of course, I mentioned that it increases cancer risk, it increases congestive heart failure, it causes chronic fatigue syndrome, dementia, depression, diabetes, heart attacks, inflammatory bowel disease, lupus. These are all inflammatory diseases, and they've been linked to inflammation, and again, the foods that help fight inflammation. And we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, good morning. We are back. Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. It's a show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. We're on every Saturday, 915-833-0222. That'll get you to any of the products that Health Naturally, one of our main sponsors of the radio show. Questions on high blood pressure. Despite her best efforts, she doesn't want to have to go on hypertensive medication. So she's asking, well, what do we do? Well, there's a couple of things that jump out right away for hypertension. One is that you want to increase nitric oxide, which is in the blood vessels, and it relaxes the blood vessels. The arterial blood pumps just like your heart, and it has a central core of a muscle layer called the intima muscle layer. Nitric oxide helps to relax those muscles. Sometimes that little muscle layer surrounding, it's a sphincter type muscle that you squeeze your eyes, or you squeeze your butt. Those are sphincter muscles, and they go around. So those muscles go all the way around the artery, and they can squeeze. Now, what controls that is the nitric oxide, and there's certain things that help promote the nitric oxide. The mineral magnesium is one of the most important minerals for hypertension. So that would be number one that we would want to add is magnesium. Not magnesium oxide, but any of the other magnesiums are fine. Magnesium malate can also help with fibromyalgia and aches and pains. So magnesium at maybe even 300 to 400 milligrams twice a day. A citrate is a good form, very easy. Linus Pauling, who is the one of the greatest chemists that ever lived, won Nobel Prize. He's the vitamin C doctor that everybody talked about for years and years. He died at 94 years old. He would talk about hypertension and also for cancer and for keeping the arteries pliable would be the amino acid L-lysine and vitamin C. So he would do vitamin C with the amino acid L-lysine, sometimes L-proline also added, in a 2-to-1 ratio. Vitamin C to 1 L-lysine. That's from Linus Pauling and how he talked about it. He said that it restores the pliability of the arteries because it helps to build connective tissue, and the arteries themselves are built up with connective tissue. Then he also said for cancer it's very good because basically it stops the production of what's called collagenase, and collagenase is an enzyme cancer cells used to spread, so they stop. Now, when I studied with Bernard Jensen, one of my mentors back in the late 60s, iridology, and he was probably one of the foremost iridologists in the world, he would talk about the mineral silica. So with the magnesium, we would also add the mineral silica, and he used to call that the frisky mineral. You know how little horses, colts, get all frisky and prance around? And so that's what he said silica allows the human body to do, be frisky and prance around, and the bones to be very elastic and bounce and be able to handle stresses. So silica. So when you add vitamin C, L-lysine, then you add magnesium, you add silica, now you're talking about a program for hypertension. Then there's also, again, the amino acid L-arginine, and L-arginine helps to increase nitric oxide, so that's also used in hypertensive program. Herbally, the herb hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berry is a tonic for the heart and circulatory system and has been used for centuries. American Indians, they've all used hawthorn berries, and you can get hawthorn berries in a capsule or in a liquid or as a tonic mixed with other herbs. And hawthorn berries are quite good on that. Cayenne pepper can often reduce a heart attack or stop a heart attack in about 30 seconds. So if anybody ever thought they were having a heart attack, you take a half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, the hottest you can find, put it in a glass of water, and drink it. But cayenne pepper can also be used on a daily basis. You can either sprinkle it or put a quarter teaspoon in a glass of water with 1 or 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar. Have that every day with every meal, and one, you'll digest your food better, and two, it'll really help again with hypertension.
Oh, my name is Ron. My question today is relevant to one of my relatives, an uncle of mine, diagnosed with prostate cancer, Gleason score 7. He's about 73.
73 Gleason score of 7, yeah.
Gleason score, I think the urologist says Gleason score was about 7, so he needs treatment because some of the cancer they're saying is that, like, it's not extending. I mean, his MRI of his pelvis was negative, but they still want to get a bone scan and a CAT scan as well to confirm. But, you know, the biopsies, the core biopsies were positive.
How many core biopsies did they punch?
I think it was a total of 4 out of the 7 or 8 that he had on the left side that were at least 60% full of
okay.
cancer cells.
Right.
So they said it was some of them were, they're saying 3 plus 4, and some of them are 4 plus 3. I don't know. That's how they calculate that whole Gleason score. So his PSA, actually, he had an accelerated PSA increase over 2 years. It went from like 4 to 11, and that's why they did the biopsy.
Right, right. Now, biopsies are the standard route how they mostly diagnose that, especially when the PSA, prosthetic specific antigen, and that goes up, and then oftentimes that's going to be the closest to cancer. Let me just say one thing. Sometimes the PSA can be very high with just a prostate infection, but if they did the punch biopsies And again, sometimes I don't like biopsies because we think in the natural medicine, we think small one or two cells can sometimes adhere to the syringe. And when you pull the syringe out, it could spread it. You said he was in his 70s. So oftentimes that kind of cancer is very, very slow growing. So they have to kind of monitor, see how that is. And they'll want to do the CAT scan or bone scan because that's where it often spreads to the bone. Now, the traditional treatment will be one, prostatectomy, where they take the prostate out and take some of the lymph nodes out with it. The other way is they'll put beads in that are radiation, and those beads are irradiate the prostate over long periods of time. Another thing is chemotherapy and or radiation that's beam radiation, like a proton beam, proton radiation. And that's very specific, like a pinpoint, and it'll go in. And but sometimes when they do that with the radiation, it's almost like a flamethrower. You know, they're just zapping the whole area there, and like a big flamethrower. So then it can cause side effects such as impotency or ED or chronic urinary infections, or you can get where you can't hold your urine very strong. So if you sneeze or cough or laugh or jump or something like that. The natural approach, there's a number of herbs that can really make a difference for fighting cancers. One of the most important minerals for the prostate is zinc. Most people, especially men, are deficient in zinc, and we know that zinc has a proximity to the prostate gland and can help alleviate cancer. So zinc, you get a high-grade zinc and add maybe 35 milligrams two or three times, one twice a day or three times a day. The other thing is saw palmetto and Pygium africanum, stinging nettles. These are herbs that are used in men's formulas. They're called aromatase inhibitors. They stop the production of estrogens. What happens is to get prostate cancer is the thyroid goes down a little bit, because even in men, estrogen can go up or progesterone can go down, and that increases the risk, because that higher estrogen, lower progesterone, causes the testosterone to turn to what's called dihydrotestosterone, and that's what causes the cancer. So oftentimes they're going to want to give him hormones like Lupron or something, which is giving estrogen to lower the amount of testosterone, because they think testosterone is what causes the cancer. It's not. It's dihydrotestosterone that causes that. So one is we want to lower the amount of estrogen, and so iodine becomes critical for the thyroid. Thyroid helps to control that. Then the aromatase inhibitors that act as estrogenic effect, meaning they act as estriol, not as estrone or estradiol. And those are those aromatase inhibitors that have this. And that's saw palmetto, and it can come either in a capsule or it can come as a concentrate. So depending upon how bad, we would usually use the concentrate first and add so many capsules, anywhere from two to four, even six capsules a day might be for a week, and then lower it to four capsules for another week, and then one or two capsules twice a day. And then the Pygium africanum and zinc, it's all usually one formula. Also eating pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds are high in zinc, and pumpkin seeds are also high in silica that can help prostate. But with prostate cancer, as in any other cancer, they need a program, a very high-grade nutritional program for that kind of cancer. He needs to consider getting a far infrared, those tent saunas, because the tent sauna, that helps to prevent the cancer from spreading to the bone. Also, one of the top techniques in the world to help alleviate cancer that someone already has or to prevent cancer is a new form of exercise called EWOT, and that's exercise with oxygen therapy. That means you put a mask on, not with a little cannula, but a high, high amount of oxygen. So either you're using an oxygen concentrator to fill a good 1,000-liter bag, and you fill that with 95, 96% pure oxygen. It's a special material that can hold oxygen. Then they put that mask on with a big hose so you can't overbreathe the mask. You won't go, I can't get enough air. And then you exercise aerobically for 15 minutes. And that's 15 minutes a day, either once or twice a day. That oxygen will flood the body, flood the plasma, the white, the water part of your blood with oxygen. And that really, oxygen and cancer don't go together. That was proven by Dr. Otto Warburg, who talked about the true primary cause of all cancers is the drop of oxygen, and the cells then change and to use sugar, and they ferment the sugar to make their ATP energy. So oxygen can really help you saturate the water part, the plasma, up to 10 times with the amount of oxygen. And because you're doing the exercise, you're actually getting a higher velocity of your blood. And the velocity, because your heart rate goes up and you're breathing such high amount. And then there's a couple of electrical therapies for cancer. One is Dr. Bob Beck, the electrification of the blood. And you can go to Soda Instrument Company, and it's two protocols. One is a magnetic pulser that pulses a high frequency pulsed magnetic wave. And that'll come every quarter second, and it pulses every 5 seconds for a quarter second pulse. And that's a very high amount of magnetism. And when you pulse that magnetism, it moves the lymph through, and it actually deactivates viruses and can kill bacteria. So that's Dr. Bob Beck's protocol with the electrification of the blood that goes on your wrist. And it'll, as you're, you put those electrodes on the arteries at your wrist, and what'll happen is your blood goes through the body every 8.5 minutes. It goes through those electrodes and puts electricity directly into the blood. So that type. And then there's a machine out of Japan called a pyroenergen. And you put your feet on it, and it produces a huge electrical field around the body of solid negative ions. So negative ions are very important in cancer and cancer research. We now know, as an example, that every known symptom of every known disease comes from a free radical. A free radical is a chemical minus an electron. Therefore, every known symptom of every known disease comes from the loss of electrons. To reverse every known symptom of every known disease, you must give the body the lost electrons. Free electrons are called negative ions. So to reverse every symptom of every disease, you have to give the body negative ions. And you can drink them, you can wear them, you can eat them, you can use special equipment to have treatments with them. And that's where this pyroenergen comes into play, that you put your feet on and it produces this huge voltage, high voltage electrical field, but there's no amperage, so there's no damage. So that's another way. And then one of the last things that we use is actually the newest parts of holistic health and alternative health, and that's using essential oils. As an example, frankincense, a lot of studies on frankincense that show frankincense, high-grade frankincense, is from the boswellia tree, boswellic acid, and it's very strong, strong anti-inflammatory. I talked about inflammation being one of the main causes of cancer. So inflammation, they want to reduce the inflammation as much as possible. So essential oils like frankincense or melaleuca, melissa, germanium, these essential oils. doTERRA, the essential oil company that we recommend, they make some really wonderful essential oils. There's been studies on a lot of these essential oils to show how strong they are as far as an anti-inflammatory. None of them actually go after cancers. What they're doing is they're anti-inflammatories, and reducing inflammation reduces your risk. So I would look into essential oils, and again, we recommend doTERRA as the finest essential oil company. As far as herbs, I would look at Nature Sunshine herbs. They haven't failed any independent laboratory assay since 1972 for potency or contamination.
Thank you, Dr. Ben-Joseph. And I had a one question yes. more. Thank you for all that. But just one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
There was two things, and we're considering that as well as part of the alternative therapy regimen. That's what he was considering was black seed oil and the budweed. Protocol.
Yes, especially black seed. Black seed oil has been used now, again, as a very strong anti-inflammatory. Joanna Budwig, she's a German chemist and doctor, and she did a lot of research on using a compound called cork. Now, in the United States, they don't have that. Our closest would be either farmer's cheese or low-fat cottage cheese, and you mix that in a 2-to-1 ratio, at least, of flax oil to cottage cheese, and then you do a very special diet. So it's shown to be effective in different kinds of cancer. I've modified that because of the new research that has come out on different vitamins and minerals. She doesn't use any antioxidants, only the diet. And I like using the modified ketogenic diet that's vegetarian, very low animal proteins, and also high amounts of antioxidants. Yes, black seed oil is good to use, flax oil mixed with apple cider vinegar. You can make a salad dressing with it, and the Budwig program, or modified Budwig program, also very, very good. So they all work. It's just, you know, the thing that works the most is what they do. So you can give them all the information, but if they don't do it, it's not going to work. If they don't take the supplements or eat the diet, then...
Really appreciate your help in this matter, Dr. Ben-Joseph, and you have a wonderful show. I'm glad you're back on the podcast again.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to listening to those every week.
This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Fibromyalgia is a condition that is generalized muscle aches and pains and bone pains and joint pains. There has to be, in the testing, there has to be 18 out of 28. There's different spots around the body that they touch, and if 18 of them are sore, then that's one of the diagnoses you can consider you have it. Now, before 1973, fibromyalgia was always known as low thyroid, because all of the symptoms of fibromyalgia are muscle aches and pains, joint pains, bone pains, generalized muscle weakness and pains, also severe fatigue. And before 1973, with the advent of TSH, all doctors knew that that was a thyroid and an adrenal gland issue. They used to then use desiccated thyroid that had the T3, T2, T1 in it, and the different thyroid hormones, iodine to help with the muscle and keeping the blood clean and healthy. But the fibromyalgia also was always known as thyroid issues and adrenal issues, because those same symptoms, adrenal exhaustion, also with the severe fatigue and the muscle aches and pains, low thyroid, severe fatigue and muscle aches and pain. So before that TSH, that's what doctors did. Once TSH came out, which is thyroid stimulating hormone, they use that now to diagnose thyroid issues. It no longer depends on what the client feels. It only depends on whether TSH is low or high or what range it is. I do not use TSH as any kind of marker for the thyroid, unless it's way off, you know, when it's real high. That can be Hashimoto's disease. That means it's low thyroid, or it can have even Graves' disease. So there's different inflammatory conditions of the thyroid. Again, it's low iodine, causes estrogen to go up, progesterone go down, and that's where you have higher incidences of cancer and different kinds of autoimmune diseases. So adrenal, they used to give adrenal cortex. They don't do that anymore. We have one from Nature Sunshine called Adrenal Support. Very good to help give adrenal cortex. and thyroid. You can get desiccated thyroid now and take anywhere from one pill. I would always start very slow on that for fibromyalgia. One desiccated thyroid per day, first thing in the morning, and you would only do that for at least a week or two. Then, if you were still having symptoms, then you would add a second capsule or tablet for another week or two to see and feel whether the symptoms go away. Again, you can go every 2 weeks, add another capsule. Some people have to go as high as 3 or 4 capsules per day in the morning, or you can do first thing in the morning and then 2 hours later another dose. But you only take that before noon. So you can treat fibromyalgia as any low thyroid, low adrenal condition. The doctor will probably disagree and say, no, your TSH was fine, your thyroid is fine. But they're not looking at the conversion of T4 to T3 or T2 or T1. It's the conversion that has to occur, or the loss of the iodine. And iodine is a natural disinfectant, and as your blood goes through the different organs and through your thyroid, or the iodine that's left in the liver, pancreas, lungs, and kidney, it prevents any kind of diseases from building up. When the iodine gets inside the cell or on the surface of the cell, again, it prevents any kind of damage. When the iodine gets inside the cell, it protects the mitochondria and the nucleus of the cell. And the nucleus, iodine binds into the chromosomes so that every time the cells reproduce, there's no more genetic damage. Good morning.
The lifelong vitality, the doTERRA lifelong vitality, has a very strong ability to help me with my own thyroid. I know I'm not out of the water because I'm one of those sufferers that you're talking about. But I am so much better.
Especially
I am so much
with
better.
The iodine,
I take Prime Longevity and the lifelong vitality. You know, I think that since I take them, because am I correct, sir, that the alpha CRS of the lifelong vitality is the part that is somewhat like Prime Longevity.
Right, not as high as potency, but yes, they're very similar in that is they're all high antioxidants. The other thing you've added to your diet is iodine, and that really makes a difference with fibromyalgia.
I'm also one of the users of the iodine, so I want to say something about that, because I'd always love to know, like, what would you recommend in terms of the Prime Longevity? Do you remember that I told you, I don't know what year you started it, sir, but I started taking it right away. My hair was changing from white to gray, and the places that were gray were changing to brown.
Oh, yes.
My hair is continued to do that. Now, one of the things that always important to remember, every year I'm older.
That seemed to happen to everybody. It's just amazing. You know, you wake up every day and you're older. I think that's so rude. I just, you know, there's got to be some way to, is there a deficiency that we have? I mean,
maybe we're getting somewhere.
It?
Who knows?
You know, yeah.
Maybe we're getting somewhere. So, but anyway, it's still true to this day. And when I just recently saw my son, who I, you know, I feel blessed to see even once a year, he said to me, something about my hair, you know, he's always commenting, like, you know, it's kind of strange. He mistook me for some, he saw another person and he thought it was me because their hair was the color that my hair used to be. You know, we saw that person from the back. They had the same haircut. And then when he saw me, he was so shocked. This was like already 5 or 6 years ago. He was so shocked. He said, you're right. Your hair is going brown, hair going from gray to brown. But I mean, yes, without a bottle, you know what I mean, without a solution that you change your hair color. I'm saying my body is reversing my hair color.
So is that what's happening to you? You're getting younger.
Well, not at the pace of Benjamin Button, but I mean, I'm 10 years older, and my hair is brown. And so I really feel like, you know, the antioxidants are what's making a difference. And I always quote you, you know, like, every symptom of every disease comes from a free radical. You know,
exactly.
I know the whole thing because it's the fact. Those are the facts.
Yep.
And so it's just simple enough. So I guess my question then finally is the alpha CRS and the Prime Longevity. Is there a reason that I should not take the full dose of both? What I do right now is I take half of the
Prime.
Half of each.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take like half the Prime. I take 3 Prime a day instead of 6, and I take 2 alpha CRS instead of 4.
Okay, so you're getting the high dosages by that. That's a good way to do it. Now, if you had cancer or some serious life-threatening disease, I would say take the full dose of both. but you're doing
okay,
well.
Okay, well, then how about this? Mm-hmm. I have the hideous thyroid adrenal problems you're talking about. I use the iodine, but you know, remember, I'm one of those very few, but those of us allergic to the iodine by mouth.
But then you can take the seaweed.
I put it in a roller bottle and put it on my skin. And I don't know true fact or not, but I know an anesthesiologist who said that, you know, one of the kind of like folk ways of determining iodine deficiency is you put it a patch on your skin, and if it disappears in less than 24 hours, you're deficient.
Right.
And I can be stained red. My hands are stained. My leg, I put it on my leg, my low stomach, my high over my chest. And in 3 hours, it's completely... I know there's some, you know... It's
right, there's some evaporation.
Going off into the air as well.
Right, evaporation.
So,
but you're doing well.
I don't know what percentage goes into the skin versus, you know, the volatile into the air.
The thing that I would add, though, is sometimes if you can, eat different seaweeds. Because seaweeds are one of the healthiest vegetables in the world. They're sea vegetables. And they are rated the highest antioxidant, highest nutrient value, nutrient density. So you can always add some seaweed, kombu, dulse, wakame, any of these, kelp, and they even make kelp tablets. And then, of course, the anti-inflammatory foods, which you're doing. And then there's a lemongrass essential oil that you can rub on your throat. That helps the thyroid also, lemongrass.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I also use lemongrass just ever minute amount, like probably like, I don't know, a tenth of a drop. On the tip of my tongue for urinary tract volatility. I mean, you know, like problematic urinary tracts can get infections.
And and lemongrass oil is very, very good. There's so much research now on essential oils that are just really making a difference. And sometimes they're much easier to use. Like you say, you put it in a roll-on container. And doTERRA actually has those little empty roll-on bottles where you can mix up your own formulas by putting so many drops of each into that roll-on, and then you have your own mixture, and you roll that on your skin. It absorbs directly in the skin within 30 seconds. And gosh, within a minute to a minute and a half, there's no more oily residue on your skin at all. So I love the essential oils. So those kinds of things can help with adrenal and any of the anti-inflammatory essential oils, frankincense and melaleuca and melissa. Now, melissa is just very expensive, so you have to be careful of that.
I was explaining to a friend how many doTERRA products I use. Pretty much between Nature Sunshine and doTERRA, I'm in good shape.
Yep.
And the other, you know, what else I need, I get with you, sure, you get like pure encapsulations or whatever things I need. And then I also now take an Armour Thyroid as well.
Yes, and all of those are good. So you're doing the right thing, and you're really making a difference. So the people that I would say to take both the Vitality Pack, the whole dosage, and Prime are those that are really like active cancer that we're treating, active lupus that is very active that we're treating. All those things become life-threatening. And then the only difference is what happens is you get a higher amount that comes out in the urine. You get more expensive urine. Now, I think that's a good thing. A lot of doctors use that as, you just have expensive urine. But if your urine is cheap, it means you're deficient in things. So I want enough so that I'm spilling over the excess, and that's good. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. 833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.